Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Lee. This is Thomas from BKS Auto Shop calling with some information about your car repair. I know we told you that it would take until next week to get the part we ordered, but we got the part early, and I was able to finish the repair. We're going to be closing for the day in a few minutes, but you're welcome to come get your car anytime tomorrow. If you need a ride to the shop tomorrow, let me know, and I can arrange one for you.
Number 71. What does the speaker say about the repair? Number 72. When can the listener pick up his car? Number 73. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Okay, before you start serving food, I want to let you know that the restaurant is a bit understaffed tonight. Tamara called me this afternoon to let me know that she has a cold. So I'm asking each of you to be in charge of one extra table tonight. Please also remember to tell each table of guests about our new menu special. It's a rice dish with assorted grilled vegetables. I think it'll be very popular because many of our customers have been asking for more vegetarian options. That's all for tonight.
Number 74. What kind of business does the speaker work for? Number 75. Why does the speaker assign extra work to the listeners? Number 76. What does the speaker ask listeners to tell customers about? Go on to the next page. Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
So I called this meeting to discuss our contract with Torland Advertising and to decide whether we should continue to use them to develop our radio advertising materials. I had a discussion with their people yesterday, and I have to say I'm a little concerned. They seem much more focused on cutting their costs than they are on providing good quality advertising for us. Here's the thing. If we decide to end this business relationship, we'll need to pay them for anything they've already developed. Please take a minute to look at this contract with me. You'll see that's part of the agreement we made.
Number 77. What bothers the man about Torland Advertising? Number 78. What does the man mean when he says,
"Here's the thing"?
Number 79. What are the listeners asked to look at? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk and program.
We're happy to see you all at this seminar this afternoon. We have a lot of useful information to cover. But before we start, a few administrative details. There will be one break halfway through the afternoon. You can leave your laptops here if you leave the room. There will always be someone in here. But do keep your money and phones or other small electronic devices with you. don't leave them at the tables. And please note that there's an error in your printed program. There will be a change, a switch, in times for the last two presenters. Ms. Ota has to leave a little early today.
Number 80. Where most likely is the speaker? Number 81. What are listeners asked to do? Number 82. Look at the graphic. Who will be the final presenter? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.